Lawmakers must close a two-year budget gap that now stands just south of $1 billion, and they must increase funding for public schools by enough to get off the hook with the Kansas Supreme Court. Big challenges, but particularly tough now for a couple of reasons. First is the mismatch between conservative Republican leaders and a majority coalition of moderate Republicans and Democrats. Second is Republican Governor Sam Brownback's veto pen. It's all that's keeping lawmakers from repealing most of his signature income tax cuts. The stalemate is frustrating many, including Tom Holland, the top Democrat on the Senate Tax Committee.
I mean, if he's not going to lead, he just needs to get the hell out of the way.
But the governor so far is staying put. In recent days, Republican leaders have been working on a package of smaller gas and cigarette tax increases they say Brownback might be willing to sign. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Jim McLean.